You know what we have not heard yet?
A bear.
Rawr.
Yeah, Layla had to go to a pool party, so I'll do the particulars to wrap this thing up on another edition of Rahimi and Harris. Now, thanks to our guests, couple of Adams, Adam Hogue, Adam Johns, host of the Hogue and Johns podcast. If you're wondering when their next pod is dropping, that's Monday, fresh off a Bears weekend as we get into the thick of things, if you will. Lomas Brown did not join us, but he says he's going to make it up to us. Ben Lieber did join us, and we discussed how apparently in Minnesota, ketchup, a little too spicy for the people up there. And you know what? Thanks to the people behind the glass, Tyler Buderbaugh and also Ray Diaz. Also, who was helping out earlier?
It was Tyler Farrengo. We got all the Tylers.
All the Tylers.
We got the Adams and the Tylers.
All the Adams, all the Tylers, and multiples.
12 formation when you get both Tylers.
When you get both Tylers?
Yeah.
Okay, that actually makes sense. That's the voice of one Lawrence Holmes, who's here with Matt Spiegel. Also, shout out to the Twitch folks, the mob for watching, and for Connor O'Donnell and Jacob Stutz helping us out and getting us on the air and visual as well as audio. But hey, it's Lawrence Holmes, it's Matt Spiegel, it's Spiegel and Holmes. What's up, guys?
What do you say, Marshall?
I say tonight's one of those nights where I'm glad I have stuff to do, because otherwise I might be bored, because there's not really sports thing going on.
Marshall, I don't think you would be bored. I heard you and it was so... I mean, come
what,
on.
What do you what?
The both of yous. The both of yous. You and Layla, like, oh, I don't know what I would do without sports in my life.
I love sports.
I don't know what I would do. And then Layla's like, oh, yeah, I'm also having dinner with... I'm going to a pool party with Ozzie Guillen, and I'm going to have dinner with a friend when I get back to the city.
I am not going to
I know, but you also act like if you weren't doing this incredible board prep that you're doing for this tournament that you're calling, that you, too, would not be in the streets. Let me tell you something about Chicago right now, sir. This is a perfect night to be in the streets.
It is.
It is 70 degrees
right now. It's 70 right now. That means we're going to get down to about 62 or 63.
So I would need a light hoodie to be in the streets.
You got them?
You got those. But you could also just look damn comfortable and go without the hoodie or without the jacket. It'd be a very nice night to be out and about.
Speaks, if it's just like you two, like, really? If I say that, that makes sense. Because I don't have a life. You two, on the other hand, like, it was Speaks, it was amazing, because we had to go all the way around to Layla having the realization of, oh, yeah, right after the show, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go to Four Winds Casino and hang out at the pool with Ozzie Guillen.
I'm going to push back on this idea that you don't have a life.
Tell him, Speaks.
What you have, Lawrence, is a remarkable power of solitary hangout. Like, you are good at that. Every night, it's like, what are you doing? Well, I might go here. I might go there. I might do this. I might do that. And I'm like, hot damn, that freedom is appetizing.
Speaks, you know what the problem is with Lawrence and his perception of everything else that's going on?
Stop there, because I do. I have a list.
And at 4 o'clock, he's going to go through the whole thing.
1 through 40 at 4 o'clock. 425, 41 through 80.
But what I'm saying is this. He thinks I'm still in my FOMO era. I am with him in my JOMO era. I definitely have gone from the fear of missing out a decade ago to now the joy of missing out is so lovely.
The heroine of canceling plans.
Listen,
let's go.
Oh, you don't think you can make it? Oh, that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Woo.
This couch, though.
All I'm saying, Marshall, is that, like Layla, you have a lot of choices that could be made on a perfect night in Chicago. That's all I'm saying.
I did remember that I am. My friend's flying in from Arizona, so I will be having dinner later tonight.
See? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, see, you got stuff. You totally got stuff. You could also go up to the Lincoln Lodge to see our buddy Daniel Van Kirk do comedy shows tonight at 2040 North Milwaukee Avenue.
I can't wait to ask him about this thing he's doing with the shots.
He's coming on the show today?
Yeah, he's coming on the show. He's going to come in studio. He's excellent. Stand-up comic, podcaster Daniel Van Kirk, longtime scorehead and friend of the show. And he's doing a whole week of comedy shows up there. So
week?
Yeah. And like every night's a different thing. He's got two different shows tonight with different themes. With the thing that Lawrence is talking about, they're doing a thing tonight where they reenact an iconic scene from a movie seven times, and before each time, he takes another shot. of alcohol.
And so it gets just worse and worse and worse.
Or better.
Or and better.
Or better. Or better. Yeah. Better. What's that show, Drunk History?
Drunk History. Drunk Shakespeare is pretty damn good. That's a live theater in town. Very enjoyable.
Okay.
So yeah, Daniel Van Kirk at the Lincoln Lodge.
We did our movie club, the initial
Eurotrip
offering of Eurotrip today, and I watched it last night, and I was like, oh, this does not hold up that well.
There's
21 years later.
There's a lot of things that you have to
navigate around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That the studios would be like, you can't do that thing right there that you're doing.
That I don't know if you guys saw Shane Gillis last night.
I saw a little
monologue,
bit of it.
But I
saw some of it. Look, yeah.
This was not on like Comedy Central. This was not even on ESPN or ESPN News. This was on ABC. And I was like, huh. That's interesting. There's some of these jokes that you're making on.
I thought the Epstein
Good Morning
joke,
America television.
I thought the Epstein joke was funny.
That was funny.
That whole bit, like, oh, it was supposed to be an Epstein joke here. I guess they must have cut it. It deleted. It probably just deleted itself, right? Why don't we just all look on from that? We'll move on
joke.
From that, America.
The Shea Gilgis Alexander joke was good too.
Yes.
If you're sitting around Shea, you're already in foul
you're
trouble.
Already in foul trouble.
Did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him, and then he joined the New York Jets. So maybe he wasn't right about everything.
No, he was not. That is true.
No, it's like I didn't see the whole monologue. I just saw a couple of the clips on Twitter. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, okay.
Marshall, you may be able to relate to this as someone who always looks good on TV. I thought, like, I was sitting there watching the pre-show. I don't know if there's ever been a better. And I know I'm going like Hawk right here. There's ever been a better styled pairing than L. Duncan and Kevin Negandhi. They looked like movie stars last night.
And they always do.
Yes!
They always do. Kevin Negandhi, you know, he's from Philly. He clearly has his tailor and his... They're about the
is
business.
Strong.
You know, L's from Atlanta, so you know they're gonna have a certain to it.
Like it was the ESPYs, but it would have been fine if those two would have walked the red carpet at the Oscars. They looked that good.
Well, that's funny because that's kind of what the ESPYs has tried to build itself as being, like the Oscars version for sports. And we have a lot of sports event shows that we do now. But I remember when the ESPYs started, and like. A couple of friends of mine are like, oh, I hate this. This is some made-up stuff. It's like, all award shows are made up.
Yeah,
they
start
somewhere. Trust me, in 20 years, there will be kids who don't know life without the ESPYs.
Right.
It's a thing. Just accept it. It's okay to just accept it.
Yeah, I don't ever seek it out to watch it.
Oh, though. No. I'm with you on that.
So I accept that it exists, and it's got its place, and it's got its spot right here in the slowest sports week of the year.
Makes sense.
Good for them, but it's like I catch up after the fact if there's anything that is deemed worthwhile.
I'm trying to think of other people who have hosted. And I think there's
Norm MacDonald is the legendary one. But
he did all the OJ stuff.
Yeah, so I think there have been hosts that have made it worth watching just because of who was hosting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the stuff that I'll catch up on. Yeah, but not everything is for every generation. You guys were just talking about Drewski and trying to figure out, you know, like what's funny about who is that for? And it might not be for me. It might not be for any of us.
I've seen funny things that Drewski has done, but overall, I'm not like trying to find Drewski content. I don't follow him on social media or anything.
No,
I just happen to see him sometimes in some stuff he does.
Neither do I. And I'm just like, okay, I will submit
that he
is funny, I guess, but it hasn't really been my thing. So I'm like, what is it? I'm trying to find out what it is.
Everything ain't for everybody.
And that's what it is. That's what it
that's
is right there.
At the end of the day.
We were, by the way, while you were out, Speaks, Jason Leisure and I were talking about the idea of what should go in this space right now. Because this is fertile, like to go back to you and Layla's conversation. This is fertile ground for something that should be in the space of Thursday night after the All-Star game, nothing's on. My submission is that the WNBA's Commissioner Cup final should be, the semifinals should be Monday, the final should be on Thursday.
Is that their mid-season? Is that their mid-season thing?
Yeah. But I mean, like, it's
their in-season tournament. Yeah,
yeah, their All-Star week is this weekend, and I feel like it's a missed opportunity to put it on the weekend when you could have just been doing it Wednesday and Thursday night.
So a back-to-back, they don't love that. But I do agree that something should... WNBA, the fact that there's no WNBA tonight, that's a miss.
It's a major
however
miss.
You want to put it. Yes, it should probably either be the semifinals or the championship game tonight.
And I've been trying to think, is there anything else that can sneak into that spot? Because you know the SEC was like, we'll take that spot and we'll just have SEC media days all week while All-Star is going on. Last year, they didn't care so much that they were in the same damn town as Major League Baseball.
I mean, there's no other active sports right now. It's not like Wimbledon is going to delay itself for 3 or 4 days. It's the British Open is off and running, but they don't care about American primetime TV, nor would the time switch work. Baseball... They do the draft. They squeeze the draft into the Sunday night before the break. There's no Sunday night baseball games. They don't have to oppose themselves with that. And they could take over the day after the All-Star game and have the draft.
Yeah, you could. Do it Wednesday, Thursday, right? Yeah. Because there's no games on Thursday either, right?
Yeah, you could.
You could make the draft a two-day thing or a one-day thing at least on one of those nights. But I think most of the ball clubs want the break. So they want to do the draft and then get out of town.
Everyone go scatter and then we'll see you on Friday. That's like that sort of thing.
Like baseball players and people take the break seriously.
They need the break.
Let me make this suggestion. Hey, NHL, move your draft back 2 weeks. Huh. And now it's a prime time. Your first round becomes a prime time event on, you know, a network instead of your own. Like, make it a thing. I also wonder if you're the NFL, should you have debuted flag football this week? Because, you know, they're coming to eat everything, too. So could you have debuted... Hey, we're really pushing this initiative of flag football. We're going to introduce you to it Thursday night. You're going to get your taste of flag football.
Flag football
on ABC.
A flag football doubleheader.
I don't know, man.
Because the games are kind of short, so.
I also think it's okay if we all just like watch a movie.
Of course.
Let's go to the movies. You know, like I'm going out with some friends tonight and tomorrow. You know, today, Lawrence, we're going to talk about stuff without the benefit of sports last night, but that's okay. We got lots of stuff to talk about.
I mean, there is a lot of sports in sports.
Did you guys see Superman yet?
I did not see.
No,
Superman
we did
yet.
Go over Mike Francesa's review of Superman.
Let me tell you something. He's an idiot.
That was my conclusion.
How dare you? No, not how dare I. I can when I say he's an idiot, I can either say he's an idiot or he's ill-informed, ignorant.
I at least pretend that I respect him when we're playing that stuff, okay? Tanny's the one who flat out respects him.
No, listen.
Respect and adoration. I don't know where the line is. You know?
The ignorance was astounding because I could literally take the sentences and like the little paragraphs he was making and just refute them one by one, the claims that he made.
Yes.
It didn't make any sense at all.
He
acted like crypto was brand new.
That's why he works solo, man.
What?
That's why he works solo.
You mean Superdog?
I was explaining it to Speegs yesterday, and then I'm like,
He needs to hear it.
I'm not really a Superman aficionado, but I knew enough to go... Wait a minute.
Even
the George Reeves Superman had crypto. And I showed Speegs a still of George Reeves Superman holding crypto.
And he acted like Supergirl didn't exist, like there wasn't a movie in the 80s called Supergirl.
Yeah.
But this, I can tell people very specifically, this movie is for a certain generation of fans. It could be for everyone. But specifically, if you grew up and you watched Justice League and Justice League Unlimited,
yeah,
this is your... You've been waiting on this your whole life.
And they're setting it up, too. And who's the really handsome cat who's going to play James Bond? Because he's going to play John Stewart. And so they've already started talking about the John Stewart Hawk
show,
Girl.
Lanterns. Lanterns is going to be on Max. That's a series. I know you probably know about the Green Lantern Corps.
Like, I do.
That exists. They're detectives. It's a detective show. It's a buddy cop type thing.
They're cops.
Yeah, they're buddy cops. I mean,
Green Lantern?
I love the Green Lanterns, but they're police officers.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't call them detectives.
Yeah, well,
I think
I think that they're doing detective work in this series is what I was saying. Like cops, detectives are types of cops. They're doing detective work in this series, Lanterns. I'm excited about it. Superman was amazing. It was good. Mike Francesa, his opinion was garbage.
Hold on, Francesa, Mia Francesca.
No,
Mike Francesa.
I said what I said.
Okay, I said what I said.
Aaron Pierre. Aaron Pierre is John Stewart,
And they're already, you know, because if you watch Justice League or Justice League Unlimited, Hawkgirl and John Stewart Green Lantern, like, that's a thing. And so they were talking with the young woman who played Hawkgirl. She's like, oh, I'm very with that. I'm very much with that.
The Green Lantern?
Thing. Yes, the Green Lantern. There's a whole bunch of them. There's 7,200 of them.
I got friends that came to town as well. This is the weekend for friends to come to town, at least for me, because Red Sox Cubs is a thing.
I love that.
It doesn't happen often, and when it does happen at Wrigley, it is every a very year? Cool thing. Is it every other year?
Yeah, that's the new scheduling. That's the whole point. You won't
It
miss
only
a
happens
team.
Every other year. Thank you, Marshall, for educating me. But yeah, I mean, so people, they've targeted this series, got a bunch of folks flying in.
Weekend.
Yeah, man. It's
yeah, but that's actual sports again.
Oh yeah, it is. tonight. Tonight we get to go out in these streets.
Can we clip that?
100%.
Tonight we get to go out in
these streets.
We do.
Matt Spiegel.
In the streets.
He said, pick one of your favorite spots and let's go hang.
So we're going. Are you going elsewhere?
Who came up with a Superdog?
Is he at Superdog?
We're going to Superdog. We're going to hang out at Superdog and see if Mike Francesca comes by.
Are you
going to
be in the South Loop streets or are you going to be in like the main people streets?
I'm not telling because you never know. People come run up on us. You know, it's one of your. No, we'll be downtown. We'll be downtown at one of my favorite spots.
Not
downtown.
In the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I like that move. That's a veteran move.
The loop after seven is
that's
very...
why it's a veteran move.
It's gonna be exciting to be where we are. I know what I'm doing, but thank you. I appreciate your concern.
That's a veteran move. The loop after dark. It's a good call.
Because
there's a bunch of people that are gone. And you can just enjoy some
there's
of that stuff.
A bunch of businesses that are closed, a bunch of restaurants that are.
And there's some that are wide open.
You're damn right,
been
there
here
are.
A long time. I have a great history.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Okay.
That's good.
You're not invited, Marshall.
You are. Marshall can't go in. Marshall's got major
I got
homework
boards to build.
To do. So he's got to get ready for a tournament where he doesn't know who's playing whom yet.
Yeah, that sucks.
And 32 teams?
32 teams.
Good
we got
Lord.
Four games each day. And the best part is the first day, it's like the morning games determine who's playing in the afternoon. So I'll be there watching just to try to figure out if I can get some stuff together.
Do you have to do like loser's bracket type stuff too?
The next day it's loser's
Good
bracket.
Lord.
What sport and association are you
this
calling
is
here, sir?
EYBL, youth basketball, highest level of summer league.
Nike, right?
AAU, Nike. It's Nike's thing.
Highest level of AAU youth basketball.
Yeah.
And you're doing play-by-play.
For the NBA and NBA.com and the NBA app.
Yeah. That's outstanding.
And the worst part is those 32 teams play in a championship game. That's one game on Monday. The other three are stuff that we don't even talk about. I find out the night before, hey, these teams are playing. Not related to the 32
teams. That's not good for anyone. But
it's fun, though. I did it last year. It was a blast, and I've got a really good team.
It's going to be an absolute blur, and I love that you're doing it, man.
And you're getting in early. You're going to know some players that are going to be making a difference in basketball circles in years to come, and you're going to be like, I called their games when they did this.
Yes.
And that's fun.
It's fun.
Early adopter.
You ever seen the Instagram post? Is it a dad that was like, yeah, I have a picture of Paige Beckers playing with my daughter when she was in sixth grade, and we kind of already knew that she was going to be Paige Beckers.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're going to get.
Maybe I'll take some photos. Like, hey, kids.
Like, hey, I'm Marshall. I'm the guy calling it. When the highlight package comes up, when you get drafted, that's going to be my voice on there.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. We don't have time for this, but I also enjoyed you actually really representing Mississippi State football well. That was good. That was exactly the way that they should be represented.
Hoping to get past the two wins this year, but we'll
see. They won't. They will not. Here's what we have planned for you today. As Speak said, our buddy Daniel Van Kirk is going to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock on the show today. Alex Brown is going to join us at 3 o'clock. He's on that same boat that Brian Urlacher is on. So we're going to talk with him about that. And I haven't found out if his son got picked up yet by anyone. Alex's son is a pretty good prep baseball player. They were thinking he would get drafted. So we'll talk to him about that. When we come back, we've got some Bears that are signing contracts. We're going to discuss that and what it means. And Speaks, where are the gifts?
I got to go get them. They're in the other room.
Speaks,
the giving of the gifts.
Speaks brought us gifts, and he forgot to give them to us yesterday. He will rectify that next after Tanny's Open here on The Score.